Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. White reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. Kosko moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kosko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. 1 out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Tresh reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. McGraw moves to second. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. McGraw moves to third. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox bunts towards first. McGraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Cullen covering, for the out. Gibbs moves to second. One out. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibbs scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Gene Michael pinch runs for Charlie Smith. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dooley Womack now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Womack fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cosco. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. Josephson moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullen is walked intentionally. Bill Voss pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josephson scores. Aparicio scores. Cullen moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Wyatt now pitching. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.